bunch of cons today.
And welcome, everybody, to episode 488 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, wussies who won't do the Carolina Reaper Challenge. But off show, I was talking, maybe you guys would be up for doing a sour challenge. And Break's like, no, just automatic no. Dismissing it out of hand. What about you, Eric?
I wouldn't mind. I like lemons.
Yeah. See? Breakman, you got to do this one.
I don't want to do a challenge. Like, we're not.
It's not a challenge. We're not millennials. Dude. Like, eat a bunch of sour shit, and some of it's good, like lemons.
I'm basically on the cusp of being a millennial.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, Eric can do it then.
Yeah. Eric can do it.
I was born in '83, so I'm technically a millennial.
I think you're what they consider like a cusp. I don't know what.
I don't know. It's like I've seen so many different like years when people like say when somebody's a millennial or not. Like I've seen charts where people call me a millennial. I'm like,
no.
I was born in the '70s. I am not a fucking millennial.
You're like a Gen Xer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm Gen X.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with news. We got a ton of news. We'll get to other stuff in a little bit. How are you guys? How was your week, guys? Break, how was your week?
It was good.
It was good? Cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
How was the weather? Still cold?
It was a busy week. I didn't do anything exciting, just busy nonstop.
Yeah, cool. What about you, Eric? Same old, same old. Did you fix your machine yet?
No, but I think we're getting a new one soon.
Sweet. It's like Eric against the machine every week. All right.
Machine's running on steam at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm basically forcing it to work.
It's a steam machine, steampunk machine. All right, let's get started with the first story, Eric.
First story is from RPG site, and we talked about this before, but now we've got actual confirmation. But Brave Neptune, I said Neptune on the list, but I'll fix that later. But will launch in South Korea, but additionally, it also will receive a Switch release, which they did file a trademark for. So I guess that's what this is for.
Cool.
In addition to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
All right, cool.
And a PC release.
Well, there you go. Almost all the platforms. So
the developer is a Canadian developer named Artisan Studios. I don't know what else they've done.
I have a question for you guys. When's the next big handheld console coming out? It's about time to get another one.
Does anybody even want to try?
What? Handheld?
I mean, the Switch is a console, and that you could play in portable mode, but it's a portable first and something you play on your TV second.
Oh, really?
And it's really hard to compete against mobile devices.
Yeah. Well, I think it's smart of Nintendo to do what they did. But if I'm
the only problem with it is that they went with an older Tegra chip, so it's not as powerful as it could be. Yeah. Although they might be doing a revision within like 5 years.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they will. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Microsoft hasn't developed their own handheld. They could get in on that right now and probably make a little bit of money as long as they got the right games.
I don't know if there's any reason for them to do that when the Nvidia is more than happy to make the Shield, and then they could just download Windows Store games on there.
That's true too. All right, Break, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site.
I wasn't done yet. Oh. I want to describe some of the gameplay.
All right, go ahead.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Eric wasn't done yet.
Anyways, from the screenshots, it looks like it's imitating the style of Valkyrie Profile, because there are 2D side-scrolling sections, and the battle system has each character mapped to a button on the face button controller part.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric, you want to add?
No, that's all it really says.
All right. It looks like Slow Cool is in chat.
Oh, wait. It says that the Steam and Xbox One logos has since been removed. Hmm. So maybe they're coming, just not, like, at first.
Slow Cool is in chat. I like that name, Slow Cool. All right, break. Next story.
Which chat? Is that Twitch chat?
Twitch chat.
Did mine freeze?
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah, why does my shit keep freezing?
You have problems with the Twitch chat. I don't know why, dude. Like it's smooth, but all right.
I was hoping today would be the no problem day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, the House of Fata Morgana, physical edition. Fata Morgana.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, I was about to go.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, I was. Manga Gamer has announced they're creating a physical edition of the niche horror visual novel, The House of. I won't do it. Costing $39.99. This edition will come with more than just the game. Buyers will receive physical copies. Damn it! See what you did, Frank. a 4-disc soundtrack.
Yeah, wow. I saw that. That's nice.
Previously unreleased tracks. Wow.
It's nice until you realize we're still using fucking CDs as a physical medium for music. This is ridiculous.
Why can't they just like
give you?
Yeah, exactly. What is a CD? Why can't they just give you like a little like USB drive with all the music? That would be much better.
They could give you a slip of paper with a website to go to.
To download it.
The physical edition of the House of
then it wouldn't be physical.
Patata Morgana. Anyway,
released on May 17, 2018.
You know, there's not much in the way of screenshots or anything, but the artwork looks really intriguing to me. If I was to play a visual novel, this would catch my interest because of the like dark kind of anime, I don't know, like really cool art style. I dig it. I'm wondering like if this is gonna be good or what, but you'll probably
heard it's good. I just haven't had time to get back to Manga Gamer because I feel guilty that I still have Arrowgate to get through.
Gotcha.
not to mention Ume Neko and Higurashi Chapter 5, which I'm wondering where the hell Chapter 6 is.
Yeah. Well, maybe this Fatata Morgana will, like, you know, get you in the mood to sing some Lion King songs, man. I don't know. Fata Morgana, I guess, is what it is. But all right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Disgaea 5 complete for Steam, delayed until summer 2018.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling it was going to be delayed. I don't know. Nippon Ichi slips a little bit when it comes to shit like this, but I don't know. Disgaea is it's definitely a good game. It's not for me, but Break, you got I guarantee you, Break, if you got a PS4, this would probably be one of your favorite games, because it's a strategy RPG that's super deep and really good. And the
yeah, that's kind of what I like: super deep strategies and completely mindless shooters and punching.
Yeah, punching.
Go to corridor games.
Yeah, exactly.
You mean like mindless shooters like Gradius, mindless shooters like Gears of War?
Gears of War.
Yeah. Both.
I like Gradius too, man.
Actually, Gradius isn't mindless because you have to worry about hitboxes and shit. One-hit kills.
I like Gradius.
Gradius is my favorite shmup. Yeah. My favorite shmup series.
I like that a lot. Best. All right.
Unless you're really good at using options to block all shots and enemies.
Yeah. All right.
I was never good at any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, neither am I. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is also from RPG Site. And this is a PSA for those who have Final Fantasy XIV on the PS3. And it's going to cut the servers off to the PS3 version of the game.
Yeah.
It's really odd because, like, they kept the PS2 servers for 11 up for forever.
I know.
Maybe they learned their lesson from that mistake.
Yeah, that's well. I don't know.
Maybe if that it was a money sink for them, and they're not wanting to repeat it. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Is they probably lost money keeping it on. Like, it's sort of like what happened when I had my WoW account. Like, I stopped playing a long time before I actually quit paying for it.
Yeah,
because I kept thinking, like, you know, I'll go back to it. You know, I'll go back to it. Maybe I should cancel it now. No, I will sit down and play again. I did that for months.
Speaking of that, like,
you'll be able to download an update, the final update for the PS3 version that lets you transfer your character data, and you've got up to the end of this month to do that.
So get on it if you're a Final Fantasy 14 fan, and there's plenty of them out there.
Well, also, the update includes a feature where if you're on a PvP team, the team will automatically just be disbanded if no members log in for more than 90 days.
I don't know what that means, if that's good or bad. That's weird.
That means if you aren't playing, they're just going to delist you.
Oh, yeah. No, your chat's working.
So your rankings probably suffer if that happens.
Yeah. All right, Break, next story.
Oh, good. Chat's working. Coming to us live from RPG site, Dark Souls Remastered Network test scheduled for May 11th and 12th. Okay. That's, I guess, all you really need to know.
Yep, that's all you need to know. All right,
I'm sure that's just for the PS4 and Xbox One and PC releases.
Yeah,
that's what they're
Switch,
referring to.
Because the Switch version isn't coming out until later this year.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been looking at video of this Dark Souls Remastered, and I don't know how to think about this version of it. I got to wait till it comes out. I'm interested in it on the Switch. I've seen a little bit of video. It doesn't look quite as good.
It's on the Switch. They have to make compromises it could run on there.
Why do they have to make compromises on the Switch? I don't understand. It's not that the Switch isn't that all that.
Well, by compromises, I mean like the game's visual looks probably won't improve that much from when it was on the 360.
That's so weird because
and PS3.
The Switch is more powerful than either the 360 or the PS3, right? I mean.
Yeah, but it's not significantly more powerful. Yeah. It just is.
Yeah, well, that sucks. Well, all right. Next story comes.
And plus,
with...
like porting an entire engine is harder than actually just redoing it from scratch, which is what they probably should be doing.
Yeah, they should be doing that on the Nintendo.
But since this is a port developer who's working on the game, they probably don't have the manpower to just recreate the game.
Yeah, maybe. Alright, maybe we'll have the manpower to get through this next story from RPG site. Pre-order bonuses for Dragon Quest XI Echoes of an Elusive Age. So now you can get... here's all the different goodies that you can get. And by the way, it comes out September 4th, so that's pretty exciting, especially for everybody here.
Although I hate retailer exclusive equipment.
I do too, but there's some interesting bonuses here. Let me get through it. Amazon...
I'd rather go get the money one because I'm always running out of money in TrackWiz.
Yeah. The Amazon one gives you Era Viste's vest, a glitzy gold waistcoat that awards the wearer with extra money every time a battle is won. And
I like it already.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good bonus to get. Three Seeds of Skill, which everybody knows what Seeds of Skill are in Dragon Quest. At GameStoppo, you will be getting 8 exclusive collectible 2-inch buttons. That's interesting. I don't know what anybody would use those buttons for, but an Elevating Vest DLC, which is a snazzy waistcoat that awards the wearer with extra experience every time they win a battle. So, do you want more money or do you want experience, I guess?
Let's make sure with those skill seeds, put all of your strength units into your weakest characters.
Yeah, that's...
And all your magic points into your warriors.
Yep.
The digital versions of the game and Steam versions have different... Lord, so I'm wondering what the vest for success does.
Yeah, the PlayStation gives you digital downloads. You get the vest for success, whatever that is, and Seed of Skill and
15.
Uber.
15 of them, that's a lot.
Not on the PlayStation, you get 3. Oh, no, you do get 15.
It says Seed of Skill times 15.
Yeah, you do get 15. Wow. And you get
Uber or Gates of Evolution are usually required for alchemy recipes that are tied to the strongest weapons in the game.
I'm torn. Ooh. Should I get the physical edition or the digital edition? That's
I think you specifically would want the case on your shelf.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. So I'm either going to go to Amazon or GameStop to get it. Probably not GameStop, because who cares about the pin?
As much as I don't want to support Amazon, I'd rather have the money thing.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, money seems to be way more invaluable in Dragon Quest games.
Oh my god, it takes so much time and grinding to finally get shit at the end of the game.
It does.
Know what I mean? Like, but hey, you have to hunt out like the gold monsters if you want to get anything.
Well, like if you want experience, just fight the liquid metal slimes. Yep, the liquid, or whatever.
Liquid metal.
I mean, pretty much that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah. Well, either way, this is going to be a great game. I don't think it's going to disappoint in any form or fashion. I know that's kind of a predisposition and a bias on my part because I love Dragon Quest VIII so much. But everything I've seen of this game and I've taken in a lot of video of this game, it looks fantastic. I can't wait to play this fucking game, but I will wait until September
4th. I was going to say, kind of have to. Yep. We don't get a choice.
Yep. Exactly. Well, unless I get a Japanese account and play, the Japanese.
Yeah, but I mean, people do that. But unless you like really know Japanese, do you want to play an RPG in Japanese?
I don't think for this game, like simpler RPGs like Dragon Quest, I don't really think.
I mean, yeah, but for instance, Dragon Quest VIII is your favorite game, right?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Why is it your favorite game of all the Dragon Quests?
I liked it because it was the most charming game that I think I've ever played.
The characters and the story, right?
Yeah, the characters, story, the vibrance of it. Like, it was one of the most vibrant. And the art style. Like, I'm not a big Dragon, what do they call that? Dragon Ball fan.
Akira Toriyama's artwork style.
But I love his artwork.
His art style is what got me into Dragon Ball in the first place. I'd actually, before I'd ever seen Dragon Ball, I'd played into Dragon Warrior games.
I played Dragon Warrior.
Do you ever watch the TV run of the original Dragon Ball series?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did not.
I think for the most part, they did a good job with the editing, and like the only like contentious ones I have are the ketchup or tomato sauce instead to cover up the fact that Roshi had bled on the guy.
I still have the one question: what the hell ever happened to Launch?
Yeah, they kind of just ignored her as soon as Z happens.
I know, like I think in one of the edits of Z, there's a question: where's Launch? Oh, she kind of left.
She launched.
And I also hate the dubs renaming of her. She used to be just Lunch, but that was too similar to Gohan, which also means Lunch. So I think when they localized her, they're call her Launch for some reason.
Yeah.
I do like that there was that shout out.
It does sound like they're saying Launch in the Japanese, so that's probably where they got it from.
Like Godzilla and Gojira.
Yeah. Gojira's a good band.
That's how it happened in America. It's like, oh, they're saying Godzilla. No, I said Gojira. Yeah, Godzilla.
Gojira is an awesome heavy metal band. I love Gojira.
But like I did like in the finale or one of the later episodes of Dragon Ball Z, not the last episode, that there was kind of the shout out to a lot of the older characters, like they went back and Aider and Snow were represented and stuff like that. Hmm. But again, no Launch.
Yeah.
So odd.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story break.
We're doing news? Shit. We're still on news. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Sorcery Saga, Curse of the Great Curry God. I think PC later this year.
That's got to be my pick for name of the year for a game.
I have this on the Vita. I just never got around to finishing it.
Curse of the Great Curry God. That's sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks cutesy. I love the art style. It's I like shit like that. It looks cute. You should play it.
I don't see a date on here.
Although this is Ghost Light we're talking about, they're probably gonna do a terrible port job like they always do.
Yeah. Yeah, no date really. So all right, Eric.
Sorry. It'll be out later this year.
Yep. Next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gamatsu about the Firune collections launching on May 17th. And if you don't know, Firune's kind of like a Legend of Zelda clone, but also kind of like East, but like super simplified, because like all you have to do is be strong enough to like bump into the enemy and it'll die.
I like that kind of gameplay, though. There was another game that did that. I can't remember, where you didn't have to really go through the battle. If you were strong enough, it kind of assumed that.
I love
there is no battling. It's just either you hit the enemy and you'll take a ton of damage because your level's too low, or you'll take just enough damage.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you'll be able to kill the enemy, and then you'll level up, and then you'll be able to not have to worry about dying next time.
Yeah. What were you saying, Break?
One of my favorite things about the game Earthbound was when you got a lot stronger than enemies, like they would see you on the field and run away from you.
Yeah. No.
Like, they want nothing to do with you. Like, holy shit, here he comes.
There's games like that. Like, I think even, if I'm not mistaken, Bloodborne does that. When you get powerful enough, you know, the enemies kind of like don't want to fight you. They kind of shy away. I don't know. I like that kind of gameplay, though, where, you know, if you become – I don't like the opposite of that, where when you level, the enemies level, like Skyrim did that, even though I love Skyrim. I hate that because I want to be able to, like, be able to grind up and beat enemies, you know.
So. And there's like, two extra games to this collection. There's Fire and Origin, which is what the game was conceptually before they decided to retool it.
Yeah.
So Firune, and then there's Blast, which is apparently a shmup.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Eric. Next story. Another Tohu.
It's probably based on the final battle, which is a shmup, by the way. But
wait, an RPG with a final battle is a shmup?
Yeah, that's basically a shmup.
That's really fucking messed up, because a lot of RPG players don't have like the dexterity of
them. Yeah, exactly. But it's not that complex, so it's like not that hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a I don't know, easy shmup. I don't know. I'm gonna shut up now. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Eric.
From Gamatsu, we've got Toho Project Game Yoyami Dancers, Twilight Barrage Dancers. I guess is the direct translation. But details are currently unknown, but is presumably a follow-up to February 2017's Yoyami Dreamer, Voice of the Dreambringer.
Yeah, and there's really nothing to get excited
about.
It
looks like it's a rhythm-based version of a Toho game.
Okay, all right. All right, speaking of Toho, another Toho project, action RPG Gohu Genso, Kiko Lost Alchemy, announced for the PS4 and Switch. And again, there's not much, no date, so moving on. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Spike Chunsoft's Conception TV anime announced. Spike Chunsoft has announced a Conception Orno Kodomo.
We skipped the whole bunch of articles.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead, Break.
Think he subconsciously wanted to avoid mentioning Toho.
Yeah, and he ran right into Kodomo. So there you go. Go ahead, Break.
I guess that's what I get. this was released for the PSP in Japan in 2012. While the title never came west, its sequel, Conception 2, Children of the Seven Stars, was released worldwide.
On the 3DS, which was a terrible port, and you just get the Vita version, or PC, which apparently was ported by Ghostlight, and it's also terrible.
Oh, shit.
Staff for the anime includes supervisor, and I'm doing this for Frank's enjoyment, Keitaru Montanaga.
Well, I was going to have you name him anyways.
Series organizer,
Yoko Ono.
Yuko Kikihara. Shin Ichiru.
Shin Ichiro.
Yeah.
Atsuka.
Yeah.
Yusuke.
Yeah. Akuda. Wow. You got one right.
Yu Yu Hakusho. I appreciate it.
That's the only reason I know. That's actually Yusuke.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said Yusuke.
He said Yusuke.
No, well, same thing, dude. Come on, man.
Not really.
All right, what else we got?
The lack of an O can change the meaning of the name.
Masato Koda and Gonzo.
Yeah, there you go. Right
from the
on. Good job.
Muppets, for whatever reason, he's there.
Yep. All right.
I always loved Gonzo. I'm just.
And no,
Kermit
Gonzo's
was my favorite, but I love Gonzo.
Gonzo's an animation company.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gonzo. All right, Eric, go back to one of the stories that we missed here.
Although it could be like a nickname that somebody has, but all right. I'm just weird out that Conception is getting an anime so many years after the fact.
Yeah. All
but,
right.
Toho Sky Arena, Matsuri Climax is coming for Switch in Japan.
Sweet.
And TLC character Toyosato Nimi Nomiko has been announced. It doesn't say anything about a Western release, but Nisa has been pretty much porting all the releases of this series so far.
Yeah.
So I doubt that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I think there's a handful of other games that we haven't mentioned here today that haven't yet, but they're probably becoming eventually.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. When you see, like, a Japanese commercial for a video game, they don't give you, like, a full screen. They do, like, their artwork, like, in front of their gameplay. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, they do a lot of
That's kind of better than what we get here. Have you seen a commercial for a Call of Duty game?
Oh,
there's
yeah,
no gameplay whatsoever.
Nothing.
It's actors showing off and shit.
Yep. No, I agree. I like this a lot better. I think it's cool. I just think it's kind of weird. Like, why can't you do, like, the full screen gameplay and then have, like, your artwork superimposed over that.
I think in one of the Call of Duty ads, they actually did, like, a little mini Monoshima for the commercial.
Yeah. For Japan, but, probably, yeah.
But most of the commercial was
not
still
Japan.
Like,
For here? Wow, weird. All right.
Yeah, like, Call of Duty World War, it's like, they had a storyline for the ad. It's like about them getting their group together from the previous time that they played Call of Duty, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It's like, I don't know if we can get this guy. He's a dad now.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Like, I don't care about that. I want to know more about the game. Why do we get movie trailers?
It's a Call of Duty game. We expect you to buy it because we expect you to be fucking robots.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how little they think of us as gamers.
Hey, break.
Yeah, well, we get movie ads. We get clips of the movie. We get a preview of a show. They give us little clips of the show. Like, it's about what we want to buy. When video games get advertised, we get actors doing nonsense.
Yep, I remember the Final Fantasy commercials were just of CG scenes and not the actual gameplay.
Yeah, CG scenes. I remember that. All right,
it's always been like that. Remember the Zelda commercials from like back in the 80s?
Yep.
It was a dude run through a hallway screaming Zelda.
Yeah,
that was the most. The only ad worse than that is the Zelda rap.
Oh God, yeah, the Zelda rap. All right, speaking of wrapping up that story, next story, I'm going to save you the pain of pronouncing Japanese
names.
Wait,
did we get past all the ones I skipped? I was trying to get the one word.
Almost. That was the last one.
I got one more. I got one more. It's coming to us from Gamatsu. I'm thinking of you, Breakman. I'm not going to let you do this story. Maihana Somaikyu coming to Switch. Switch version of Shoot 'em Up Maihana Somaikyu is Makyo is currently in development. You gotta give me credit. I like did okay. Developed by the studio behind Crocs Lure Sigma and published by Unties, Maihana Somaikyu. First launched via the PlayStation Store in Japan on January 25th. While a Western release has yet to be announced, an English trophy list surfaced last month, revealing the English title to be Tohu Azure Reflection. So this is a non-story. Eric, next
story. It's not Toho Project, so people hopefully don't get confused.
Yeah.
Toho Project and Toho are like, Toho is just a word. Toho Project is a series of games, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's skip this because it's a non-story. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Yonder the Cloud Catcher Chronicles is coming to Switch. I did a review on the PS4 version. I didn't think very much of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a farming sim game, but like they decided that they wanted you to do the whole open world thing. So it's like, the world's really big, but there's like a whole lot of nothing in between a couple areas. So see, you have to do lots of walking. That doesn't sound very fun to me.
So it's like
I don't like the cramped style of Harvest Moon too much. I mean, I think the game could afford to open up a little bit more, but I think Stardew Valley is a nice happy medium between exploration and actual farming.
Yeah.
But this game just, I don't know. I don't think open world farm raising sim is a good idea.
Well, it's getting decent reviews. I wouldn't pay the full price for it.
$30? No.
Yeah. I would not pay that. All right, Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Onion Games, shoot 'em up, Blackbird to launch for Switch and PC this summer.
Yeah.
It's like Million Onion Hotel developer, Onion Games, Million Onion Hotel.
You should
Hotel.
Play that game, by the way. It's amazing.
Million Onion Hotel?
I have not played it myself, but I've seen a video of Jim Sterling play it, and it's like a quirky little puzzle game.
Oh, Blackbird? Right.
No, Million Onion Hotel.
Oh, I gotcha.
You can get on your phone and break. Like, yeah. I think it's like maybe $6.
I'll check it out.
Nine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. The other one we're talking about, this story, Blackbird, isn't out yet. But that one, Million, is a Million Onion Hotel, Frank. So anyway,
okay.
Coming up, the upcoming shooter, Blackbird, was announced in 2016. Okay.
Well, they're a small indie phone developer. It's going to take them forever to make a game.
Yeah. The latest version of Blackbird will be playable at Bit Summit Volume 6 in Kyoto from May 12th to the 13th. Onion Games will be selling a Blackbird 2018 demo download card for 100 yen. What's that, like a dime?
Yeah. Wow. No more. 10 cents.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. A dime. Before Bit Summit Volume 6, further information about Blackbird will be announced on Fresh live stream on May 3rd. Oops, yesterday. Whoopsie.
Yeah. Sorry. I think you skipped the most important part of this article, the game staff.
Well, it's a demo, so like they can't afford to sell it for more than a dime, probably.
What's the game staff?
Staff includes director Yoshihiro Kimura, Kazuyuki Kurashima, Hirofumi Taniguchi, and Tommy Kida.
Yeah,
the Onion Games account on Twitter actually follows me.
Yeah, there you go. That's cool.
Oh, cool.
Right on.
I should try to like contact them about this.
Everybody should
they can get them on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't think they speak English.
I was gonna say if they have somebody that can speak English.
They can read English, but I don't know if they can speak English.
The level designer's name is Tom. Come on, if he doesn't speak English, I don't know what's going on. Like, come on, man. But yeah,
he's probably from Brazil or something.
Brazil, Tommy Kida from Brazil.
He's like, damn it,
Portuguese. I know. We like have a hard time getting an interview. Yeah, if we can get these guys on with a translator, that'd be sweet. Or maybe we could get Mug to translate. Maybe Mug will translate for us.
Yeah, right. Mug showing up here.
Exactly.
Mug's like, I ain't slumming it for them bums.
Exactly. He's going on to bigger and better things. You know, it's like fuck those guys. I'm interested. I'm interested in this game. All right, Eric, let's go with the last story.
Last story is from Silicon Era. And Otome visual novel Steam Prison tells a tale of economic classes. And judging by the name, it's probably Victorian era.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, and that's another visual novel that I would not mind playing because of the art style. Like, the art for visual novels, the art style is everything for me. Like, if it's interesting art style, I'll like it probably.
And the game I'm playing, Bad Apple Wars, is presumably an Otome game. I mean, because like Otome stuff happens, but I'm not sure the marriage of being stuck in a setting where it's basically you're basically in an authoritarian state.
Yeah.
It's a good idea in an Otome game.
Yeah, that's probably not the best.
With the art style that seems to clash with this message, because the art style looks like something that came out of the mind of Tatsuya Nomura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Stuff like that looks kind of interesting to me. But that's the news. We got through all that news in record time, I think, guys. Good job. No homie discounts this week, although there's PlayStation and Xbox.
There is an actual update. I have one for Toys R Us stores.
Oh, okay.
They are now up to 30% off of their games.
Ooh, 30%.
And video game systems, if they have any left, are at 10% off.
Oh, 10%. You're getting 10%.
But 30% off is not too bad. You know, get like $18 off a $60 game, for instance.
Yeah. All right. No Twitter questions or comments, I'm assuming, break.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to make Twitter into like an advice column or something. Maybe people send us messages in. Like,
we should like a Dear like, Abby, but a Dear Break Man.
Dear RP Grinders, I've been seeing this guy dump him. Say what my problem was. Well, I just solved your problem for you.
You know what? Keep Break busy on Twitter, and for all you sports fans, give him some sports talk. We talk sports every once in a while in Grindr. So
I'll fall asleep when that happens. You wake me up when it's over.
Eric will fall asleep with that, just like I fall asleep during visual novel shit. So yeah, exactly.
You say you'd play them, but you'll fall asleep.
I'd play like them if the art style was good. That's the only time I would ever.
I'd play them if they're total pornographic.
Or pornographic.
I'd never finish them. I'd get through like the first few pages and be done.
You'd get like the first like little scenario.
Usually, when an arrow gay happens, you have to go through at least 5 hours of stuff before sex starts happening.
Oh, damn it!
That's the worst fucking porn I've ever heard of.
5 hours of buildup for nothing.
You're sitting there like stroking it, waiting. Like after the first hour, you're just like, oh, fuck this.
And
I'm
shit,
done.
At break's age, you better get to business on page one before, you know.
Right. By the time it's like 2 hours in, I'm going to bed. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. You know what I would like? One of those Iroge novels starring Stormy Daniels. That would wake me up like real quick. All right, so let's get to what you have been playing, Break.
Not much because I've had a busy week. Mostly just South Park, the fun game.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that because like if it's like based on going in routes, you usually have to go through a common route before you start going to the routes.
What are you talking? Oh,
can't it just be like a normal porno where you walk up to the door and you ring the bell and they answer it and they're like in a robe
guys,
and
guys,
you just have to
reading,
say
man.
Hi and they want to jump
guys,
on your...
guys,
you might as well just watch an arrow gay anime instead. Yeah.
Guys, I have a...
No,
perfect...
I want to get to the good parts of directing the... Like, my hand goes here and you know, got to spread the legs this direction. And
I have
like
a...
Look,
well, some I've actually
how about this, guys?
Way,
how about this?
I don't know too many that do.
How about we mesh all these ideas? I have $1 million idea here, so I'm copywriting this shit. So anybody's listening, this is my idea. How about a choose your own adventure, but like a sex choose your own adventure visual novel?
Yeah,
how about that? That would work.
Yep.
Hey, Glitterina is in chat. What's up, Glitty? She calls herself.
They kind of have that on like. They're tiny little flash visual novels, though.
Yeah.
On a site called DL Site, you'd probably find a lot of that kind of stuff there, but the quality might not be great.
Yeah. What are you saying?
That makes me think of the new Deadpool comic that's coming out. Like, I want to go seek this out. Like, You Are Deadpool?
Yeah.
They're choose your own adventures, and they're supposed to be, like, really well done.
Because
you're flipping through a visual novel instead of a a book like a regular choose your own adventure. So there's spoilers and stuff, and this being Deadpool, it's just over the top. And
hey, Bray,
you talking about Poontang in chat? It's like, have you seen Pootie Tang?
I have seen Pootie Tang.
Yes,
actually, I have not seen Pootie Tang. Should I see Pootie?
Yeah,
Tang?
Pootie Tang's a fun movie. I'd watch.
How's
it.
How's that spelled?
just like you said it,
Pootie. P O O T I E.
No, P O O T.
Two O's.
Yeah, two O's. Let's see.
IE still, though? Or is it Y?
I don't know. But what do you guys think? Well, put in Glitterina 2 or something, Glitterina. How dare them?
Yeah, it's P O O T I E T A N G.
Like Tang. Yeah, like Tang.
Tang.
What was I going to tell you, Break? What do you think, Break? Do you think people would buy that shit? I think they would. Like, choose your own adventure sex novel?
Yes, I do. Like, have you seen the internet? Have you seen the porn that's on this internet?
Yeah, but,
like,
but the thing is, nobody reads, so you'd have to do it in digital form. Like,
as
like
long as there are pictures of boobies, it will sell.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Are you guys in on Deadpool 2? I'm going to see it.
Oh, fuck. Yes, I am.
Deadpool 2's. You know what? I can't wait. I hope they keep Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and they bring Deadpool into the MCU. That would be.
I don't think that's going to happen, though, by the time that. Because they're still got complete.
It won't happen until the reboot of the MCU happens.
Yeah, so they've still got to complete their phases, and by then, I think Ryan Reynolds is probably going to be around 50.
Probably.
So I don't know.
He could still play it because he wears a mask and he wears, like, a bunch of makeup.
Old Man Deadpool. They
Old Man Deadpool. I like that. Old Man Deadpool. He looks like an old man already. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Well, I mean, his face is all fucked up. But yeah, that's part of the story.
Exactly. But, so,
what we could do is, since like he's regenerated, he basically looks the same no matter what. Well, so like he could just act old.
Well, what you could do is you could just like take the makeup off of Ryan Reynolds when he's like 50 years old, and he could still play the part. You know what I'm saying?
Or he could just voice act it.
Is this fucked up? Is this fucked up face like a part of his, like, is that a deal in the comics, or does he eventually does cancer eventually go into remission and he gets back to normal?
No.
Well, the cancer in the comic, because it isn't actually cured, like it fucks with his face. Like his face is constantly changing.
Yeah, but like your cancer can go into remissions. Has that happened in the comics?
I have no idea. I'm not up to date on every comic, you know.
There's been a lot of stuff with
like
Deadpool.
The cancer in his body just gave up.
Well, no, he's given the Wolverine's recovery thing. That's what keeps him alive.
Yep. So that's what keeps him alive. He's definitely okay. He's not going to die of cancer.
Wolverine's blood. And that's
Is Deadpool a mutant or is he like a mutate then?
He's a mutant. Deadpool's a mutant.
So how's he a mutant if he was given powers by someone else?
He's a mutant, just like Wolverine's a mutant. So, I mean, I guess it's your...
I know the movie explained it by saying, like, you have latent genes that let you become a mutant, but they've been inactive, and we're going to activate them.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's how they... All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
But, I've been playing... I played some more God of War, so I finished that up.
Ooh.
And sent it off to my brother because he wanted to play it.
Yeah. I'd like to play that game, too.
I'm not completely done, because, like, I tried fighting the Queen Valkyrie. Man, that's like a Dark Souls fight. It's just too hard, even on the easiest difficulty. Mm. But maybe I wasn't as prepared as I thought. Maybe I still need to level up some stuff, like my armor and whatever.
Yeah. But, what else? What else, Eric?
But, so played some more Bad Apple Wars and got a little bit through Code Realize Future Blessings, aka Bouquet of Rainbows, because I'm playing the PS4 version, which is the dual pack, but I'm mainly just playing the Future Blessings content.
Yeah.
But, and a game that's a Super Metroidvania, or like basically a Metroidvania clone, but has a lot more akin to the visual style of and play style of Super Metroid. But it's also kind of a roguelite because there's permadeath, and that's kind of like the biggest barrier to entry for this game, because like in the very beginning of the game, it's hard to keep yourself alive since your health bar is so tiny. And the game's kind of it's procedurally generated, so each run's completely different. But like so you might get a bad hand dealt to you, and you might not be able to pick up health pickups early in the game to keep you alive long enough to get to the end. So you might have to keep retrying until you die. But every time you die, any achievements that you pick up actually apply to in-game gameplay, because like achievements are tied to the system where like the power-ups you get on that achievement unlock will be available in the next run.
Well, that's cool. I like that. That's always a plus.
And there's like over 500 power-ups, so you won't possibly see them all in a single run. Yeah. So that encourages replayability.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I think maybe having like an easier difficulty mode or saving a permadeath system for like hardcore mode like Diablo 3 does would have been better.
Hmm.
And I mentioned that, and apparently the developer is receptive, so maybe he'll read my review and I'll like think maybe I should do something like that.
That'd be nice. That'd be really cool.
My review's up on totallygn.com, by the way, along with Mega Dimension Neptunia V2R.
Yeah. All right.
There's also Penny Punching Princes on BostonBrassBrigade.com.
There you go. Any other games you've been playing, Eric?
That's it. All right.
I've been playing a little bit of MPQ, Alien Isolation, Seasons After Fall, which I'll have a review for here in just a second. A game called King Oddball that is a pleasant surprise. It is a free game on PlayStation Plus right now. It's a lot like Flappy Birds.
I've not heard of it before. So I'm going to assume it's like a launch day release that was made for free.
I don't know, but it's free now on PlayStation Plus. So pick it up. Yeah. You'll spend a lot of time playing this game. It's really fun. It's like Angry Birds, but in my opinion, a little bit better.
But fuck Rovio, so play this instead.
Yeah, play this instead. I would say play this instead. I like Angry Birds okay, but this, I don't know, this King Oddball seems a little bit better to me, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Beyond Two Souls is also free and interesting, so pick it up on the PlayStation Plus. Incidentally, I figured out a way to get like unlimited PlayStation Plus for free. Just look it up on YouTube, you'll figure it out. Qbert rebooted is pretty fun, and Rayman Legends, also free game on PlayStation Plus. So yeah, a lot of free games, so that's really cool. Seasons After Fall, real quick review. I've talked a lot about Seasons After Fall on the show before. I'm not going to go too in-depth in it, but basically use the seasons like, fall, winter, spring, summer, and, to change the weather, like if there's a puddle, you can change it to winter and it'll freeze the lake so you can get across to another place. It's a nice little fun puzzle.
So basically your storm.
Yeah, pretty much. You're Storm. But in fox form. So you're like fox. Well, actually, Storm's a fox anyway. So, it's kind of the same thing. But it's interesting. I like it a lot. We've talked about this a couple times on the show, like diversionary games that you want to play like to kind of cleanse your palate. And Seasons After Fall is definitely one that I would highly recommend in that regard, because there's really no killing at all in it. And it's got an interesting enough story. The artwork is fantastic. The artwork reminds me of like the artwork in Odin Sphere or like the Vanillaware titles. So I like it a lot. It's a good game. I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10, especially if you want a palate cleanser. So there you go. All right, let's move on to our Stinkos Breakman.
All right, there's one more game I did forget to mention. I only played it for a tiny bit, though. That's probably why I forgot.
What?
But Venture Kid for Peace for Steam.
Oh, okay.
It's a portable iOS game, but it's basically a Mega Man clone.
Oh, okay. Breakman, your Stinko.
I've got two, but I'll do one when I do my Suido because it's tied into it.
Okay.
So I'll wait.
All right.
But the other one is to the Girl Scouts of America.
A Stinko to the Girl Scouts? Wow.
Yes. I guess this ties into kind of a Suido. If you hadn't heard, the Boy Scouts of America have decided to drop the boy from the title, and they are allowing girls in.
Oh,
Scouts
good of for America. Them. Good for them.
Although, I think this would be a better announcement for them if they also decided to let atheists in there.
Let atheists and gay people? They're not.
I mean, there's still
they've
things.
They've already, let gay people come in. It's just that if you're like if you're an outed atheist, they'll probably kick you out.
That's ridiculous, man. Whatever.
The reason I'm giving shade to the Girl Scouts of America is because the boys are doing this. Not the reason. The reason is the Girl Scouts of America are like, this is bullcrap. They're doing this for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You send little girls out door to door into shopping centers fucking year to hawk your expensive overpriced.
I mean, they're not wrong, but they're only doing this because they're butthurt about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're right. It is because Boy Scouts of America, they've been losing membership, and Girl Scouts have too. But the Girl Scouts of America,
I wonder why Boy Scouts is.
Yeah, I know.
They do like canoeing and camping and stuff like that, but they don't do it as much as Boy Scouts do. They never have, because they focus more on like crafts and stuff like that, which is very sexist. Not every girl wants to do crafts.
Yeah, I agree.
Some of them want to go camping, you know?
Well,
some of them want to learn to use a bow and arrow. They want to go canoeing.
Let's be fair, Breakman. The girls...
It's not so much sexist, so much as this conditioning.
The Girl Scouts actually do have camps, and they're actually...
But that's only more recent that's become more of a... more of a thing, but they still like prioritize like crafts.
And you actually hit on a point too with the Girl Scouts break. Like, they could be doing a lot more for their girls. Like, they could be going to a lot more of these camps and doing a lot, because I don't think it's even semi close. I think the Girl Scouts like make like 10 times the money that the Boy Scouts make. Like, the Boy Scouts make no money. Like, I remember,
I don't even know what the Boy Scouts sell, if they sell anything.
What
do they make money from?
They used to sell popcorn and, you know, a couple other little things, but basically the Mormons.
So no fucking Thin Mints.
No Thin Mints.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's... The Girl Scouts have had that unfair advantage. Like, Fin Mints and Snickerdoodles. Yeah. It's like, oh, motherfucker. Yeah.
They tried their own line.
I don't like popcorn. Popcorn sucks.
They tried their
Scouts of America just need to merge with the Girl Scouts of America, and they just call the Scouts of America.
They don't need to merge at all. Fuck the Boy Scouts.
Because I was going to say, like, there are boys that would like to do, like, crafts and stuff like that, but the Girl Scouts won't let boys in.
No,
they don't. They let trans people in, but
but not anybody who identifies as a boy is not allowed to join the Girl Scouts.
Well, and it was the same with the Boy Scouts for years, but
Scouts. But I'm saying, like, this is a good step for equality, for letting girls that want to be play rough. But the Girl Scouts need to.
It's just a shame. Jump
on board. And need to let the boys who don't want to play rough, who want to do the glitter and whatever.
It's just a shame that the Boy Scouts are such a shitty run piece of shit organization full of racist and bigoted people. Right. Like, it really is. Like there's
bigoted Christians.
Yeah, well, Mormons. The Mormons have a big say.
Yeah, and there's a lot of parents' involvement too. So you get a lot of that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's very disorganized, whereas the Girl Scouts are very, very organized, and that they make tons of money.
Yeah, well, they've got the money to be organized, too.
Yeah, they do. They make tons
of money.
Like
you were saying, like, they probably make more money in a month than the Boy Scouts make all year.
All year long.
People like cookies. Not everybody likes popcorn like me. Fuck popcorn.
Yeah, I like popcorn.
I don't like the kernels getting stuck in my teeth. That's why I hate popcorn.
Hey, Mrs. Breakman agrees with you 100%. She doesn't like popcorn either.
You need to kick her out right
now. I love popcorn, but I understand.
Not to mention, you can make tons of flavors with cookies and only so many with popcorn.
Have you ever gotten like a kernel stuck in your teeth and you don't even realize it in like a
day? Even sell chocolate popcorn? Yes. I bet they don't.
Yes.
I bet it's still caramel, and I bet it's still cheddar and plain butter.
I've seen like popcorn boutiques. Like, you can get flavor.
Like jalapeno flavored popcorn, which is really good.
Yeah, I'd rather go there for my popcorn.
Have you guys ever gotten, like, speaking of, like, kernels in your teeth, like have you ever gotten a kernel and, like, a day or two later, like, you notice, like, your gum is hurting really bad? And it's because
it's jammed in there?
Yeah, it's jammed in there, so no matter if you brush or not, it's not coming out.
Well, they got these things at the store called floss sticks.
How dare you? The floss sticks don't work.
I have them. They don't work that well, though.
Yeah, but
I don't have any problems.
You're better off buying one of the metal picks that they use in the dentist's office. Just go out and buy one. Sure, it's probably like going to be $20.
Those aren't bad, but anything's better than the string floss. Like, you gotta get your hand back in sticking in the back of your mouth and shit, your back teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, I got breaking news.
Oh, what's the breaking news?
System Shock Remake is teased for a release on Switch.
Oh, we'll probably see more at E3. E3's coming up, guys. That's going to be
exciting. We're just over a month away because it's like, what, June 12th, I think?
Yeah, you know what? I might report live, not from there because I don't have the money to go there, but I might...
like, I was going to say, report live from what, outside the building? Report... I'm outside of E3.
I'm outside of E3 with no...
There's cool shit inside.
Right. I'm outside of E3 with no press pass and nothing to get inside and money, no money. So you'll be hearing a lot from me.
Has anybody tried the wasabi Doritos?
No, and that sounds disgusting. Don't ever mention it again.
June 12th through the 14th.
June 12th. So what I might do is I might go live during that day all day long, the 12th or the 13th, whenever the big stuff is happening, and discuss a lot of the stuff that's going. Because when we do grinders, like, we get bogged down with a bunch of E3 news, but I'll make sure and note like the major, major things, and then we'll do a whole show on E3. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, they do the press conferences. I think they start on Sunday. Mm. At least they did last year.
Yeah.
They keep trying. Microsoft really keeps trying to push it up to outdo the competition. Like them and Sony, like they're always. Well, they're like Nintendo and Sega of old. Like they compete with each other.
Mm-hmm. And Nintendo just sits back there.
Like, they take things personal.
And Nintendo just sits back there, and they're like. Nintendo Direct. You know what I mean?
Don't
like they don't
give
care.
A shit what you idiots are doing.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just print money while you guys are bitching about stupid shit. You know?
Right.
Mm. All right.
I'm trying to find the conference hours here on their website.
Okay, I just saw a hilarious typo, or it could be a Photoshop, but apparently there's a mislabeling of the God of War, and it's just God of Wario.
That's awesome. They should make a God of Wario game. That would be actually fantastic.
That
Sony
sounds like one of those April Fool's Day jokes that would be in GamePro magazine.
All right.
I think it was supposed to be a limited edition, but it looks like it says Wario.
All right. Let's move on to your stinko, Eric. Do you have one this week? I didn't see anything on the doc.
No.
Okay. My stinko.
I guess I can make one up. I still don't have a new machine. Every week I don't have one of those, it's going to be a stinko.
All right. My stinko this week is, and you'll appreciate this break, man. It's Rudy, I look like a South Park character waiting to happen, Giuliani. Doesn't he look like a South Park character, Breakman?
I'm pretty
like,
sure that he's been on South Park.
Has
sure.
he? Because I looked it up, and I did not see any South
he
Park.
He kind of reminds me of Mr. Mackey.
I don't know what he reminds me of, but he looks like Trey Parker and Matt Stone just drew him, right? In real life, like in real time. Like he looks exact – like the teeth and everything.
They're gods, and they just kind of birthed the character to existence.
But the reason that he's getting the stinko this week is because the White House is becoming clearly unhinged, even worse than what everybody thought. Like, Rudy Giuliani is now the lead attorney for Donald Trump, and the walls are really closing in, and he made some stunning admissions about that Stormy Daniels payment that, I don't know how they're going to try to rationalize
this. Did he do
this
because he's hired because he actually hates Trump, too?
No, he doesn't hate Trump. He's hired. He's the main attorney
for stupid.
Trump. He's stupid. There's no question about it. But
he fucked up, and Donald Trump's been playing damage control all day since.
Oh.
Which is funny because they've been playing clips of, like, show me the media of me saying that. And then, like, they show
him.
They'll show him on Hannity.
Fake news.
They'll just show him on Hannity saying exactly.
Yeah, but I was somewhere. I'm not sure what channel it was, but it was him saying, like, you need to, like, I need to see the video of that. There's no such thing. And, of course, they showed a video of him saying, no, I would never pay that. I don't know what you're talking about. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. I like Star Wars, but fuck May the 4th.
But anyways.
I'm actually with you on that. Like, yeah. It's so weird to me. Just like the whole, like, Frank was talking about the challenges at the beginning of the show. Like, this is just things that are just really too dorky for me. Like, I love Star Wars. We talked about that. Like, I'm going to go see Han Solo movie. There's never been a Star Wars movie that's come out that I haven't seen, and a million times at least.
I'll never ever watch
but
the holiday special.
May the 4th. Yeah, well, I don't want to taint my love for Star Wars, so I won't.
I've only watched clips of that, and it was enough to go, no, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, exactly.
But the whole, like, May the 4th is, like, Frank's challenges to me. Like, we gotta do the hot pepper challenge. Like, it's just, like,
I agree with you on the hot pepper crowd on this one.
Like,
I agree with you.
Like, you guys can do whatever you want, but just leave me alone.
I agree with you on the hot pepper challenge because you're a wimp and you think you're going to end up in the emergency room, whatever. But the sour challenge, you're not going to take the sour challenge?
I said none of that, but okay.
The whole concept of the challenge thing is dumb.
Yeah.
We're chasing
that, I'm not saying. Look, I just use challenge as it's not really a challenge. It's just us doing it on the show. Like, if you guys want to do it,
as Eric just said, a fad.
Oh, God.
Do you want to jump aboard?
No, it's not a fad. It's experiencing something new. I want to see you guys eat one of those sour plums. I really do. Like, I'll even put you guys on the screen, too.
I might actually
know where
like
to get one of those sour plums.
I'll send one to you. You can get them, like, online, dude. Like,
oh, man, if you send one, I'm going to have to scrub it.
Scrub it. Why? Did you think I'd put it on my balls or something? Jesus, man.
No, I know you would put it on your balls.
I already said I'd do the sour thing. It's just
okay.
Breakman, you gotta sell.
All right, Eric and I are going to do the sour thing. Breakman's going to be a sour
thing. I thought you were doing
piss.
The hot pepper.
No, I'm not doing the hot pepper.
What Breakman can do it. Is he could play the most difficult Mega Man game to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On there.
I was thinking more like I would be the survivor when Frank puts himself in the hospital and you're two, like, and Eric's just like, I can't talk about
it. You forget I'm immortal.
I
think
it'd be
like,
the only
there,
one left.
There isn't a pepper or a sour challenge that I couldn't do. So how dare you? I'm immortal.
He can always Thanos it and use the times to do all the damage he does. All
right, let's move on.
Welcome to RP Grinder. I'm taking off this because it's just me.
Just me.
So by the way, I just checked, and the conferences actually start on Saturday now.
Oh, okay, cool. So
EA is
conference.
Yeah, the EA has moved up to Saturday.
So Friday is press day, I'm assuming, right?
Saturday, June 9th, and then Sunday, Microsoft and Bethesda.
No,
Ubisoft.
No, what's the press day? Because there's a lot of info that is in the press, not the press conferences, but like where the press can come in and like legit press. I'm not talking.
I don't know. I don't have that listed here.
I think it's Thursday.
And it just says Nintendo and Sony are on Tuesday.
Pretty sure it's Thursday.
But then Wednesday is open to the public.
Wednesday's open. So it must be Tuesday is press day. Wednesday is open to the public, et cetera, et cetera. So I still got a few sources. We might find some info before info is out. So, yeah. Because they always have a press day like the day before where it's not open to the public and a lot more leisure, you know, you can get interviews and shit like that. But yeah, so I'll be reporting live from outside of E3 without a ticket.
I hope E3 is at least more interesting this year than it was the last two
last 2 years have been not very good. But I'm expecting big things this year. I don't know why.
Wasn't 2 years ago when
I hope
when...
Sony sorts out its fucking head and decides to not only get rid of the PlayStation Now service or at least retweak it so that it actually has an software emulation for PS2 and 3. You can just stick your game in, and since it doesn't have all the parts, all you have to do is install it to the hard drive. And
yeah,
you can
install
play it through software emulation.
That's one thing that Microsoft has all over Sony is their Game Pass.
Hang on.
That's one thing that Microsoft is light years ahead of Sony on is their Game Pass, because you just download the games to your hard drive in high def, and there's no latency. It just plays like a regular video game. Whereas
the other thing I want Sony to do is to fucking stop being stubborn about the whole crossplay issue.
Yeah. Yeah, that would suck. That would not. That would be really cool if people could, Like, for instance, like Friday the 13th, the game, right? I've been wanting to play that game forever, and there was a sale on Microsoft for $17, and I was going to buy it, but I realized that my friends have it on the PS4, so it would not serve me well to buy it on that system right now.
I think when the NISA's CEO was talking about how it's hard to work with Sony, he was probably directly talking about SNK Heroines and how the games won't have crossplay between the two versions and why they only opted to do a physical release on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's see. Break, did I get your Suido yet? I don't think I did.
No, we didn't do my Suidos yet. And what was my Suido? As I said, it was tied to my Stinko. I went and upgraded my internet service today.
Oh, good. Maybe.
Yes. Apparently I had been on the, a while ago, Time Warner was bought out by Spectrum, mm-hmm. you know, for a lot of people don't know. I was on the old Time Warner network and I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm actually paying less and getting more.
Oh, well, that's good.
To upgrade my service, I'd have to pay only like about $5 more, but I need a new modem, so I rather got to take care of that first.
Did they improve like your speeds dramatically, Ray?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. That's good because you've always had problems over the years with your fucking internet service. And
see, there's where the complication comes in. I was on tech support for about an hour before I'd done the show. For some reason, my laptop will not wirelessly. I cannot get my laptop to go over about 25 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
It must be the network card inside of it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too.
You could just get a.
I've tried everything else.
Can't you get a network card, like a cheap network card, and put it in?
I have to take everything apart.
No. Like you can do a
USB.
You
can get a USB one.
Yeah.
A USB one.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Just grab a USB one, dude. It's cheap.
Well, for now, I've got it plugged in. Uh-huh. So I'm getting the good speeds because it's not wireless. Good.
Technically, USB ones are kind of just a relay.
And I checked like the wireless connections. Like the other wireless devices aren't having any problems. It's just for the laptop.
Yeah.
But still, I upgraded my internet and it was cheaper. So I still think I win.
Yeah, I think you win too. That's good. Anytime you save money and get extra, like right now, the internet service I'm on, like it's like three times what it should be, like 300 meg downstream, which is insane to me.
But you get data caps, so oops.
Yep, but there is data caps, which really sucks. Then they start charging you like 10, like I think it's 50, like what is it, $10 for every like 10 gig you go over or something. It's ridiculous.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch,
yeah,
dude.
It sucks.
Ouch.
That's net neutrality going away for you. For sure. Like, it just, it's ridiculous. But, all right. So we did the Stinko Suidos. Eric, did you have a Suido?
No.
Okay. I really didn't have a Suido.
My week's been so-so.
Suido either. Except I've been watching, like, I'm starting to get, like antsy to go looking for gold because the way these guys make it out on YouTube, like if you get out there with a pan, you're going to find lots of gold. And I'm like, man, if it's that easy, I'm just going to go do it. But it's really
not.
Can
you find a metal detector?
No, 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 no. Like
they walk around the beach like one of those old men we've seen in movies.
No. If you look it up, like there's this dude and I'm going to see if I can talk to him. He's in Denver, but he goes
he takes your van down by the river and then he just like old fashioned.
Yeah, he does that stuff. Yes. But like he did this really interesting video where he went in front of a jewelry store, right? A jewelry store, and he didn't go into the jewelry store. But what he did do was he went to the sidewalk and he got all the gunk out of the sidewalk. And he found, like, gold and, like, little diamonds and shit from the sidewalk. I'm like, damn.
Which some people dropped?
Yeah, people, because he's smart. He went right in front of, like,
There's gold in them nard. Well,
he went right in front of one of those shops where you sell gold and jewelry for money, like, sort of like a pawn shop type deal. But I thought it was really interesting. And, like, I've seen other videos of this guy. Like, he goes to the most interesting places in Colorado. Like I don't know. It's just really weird. And so I'm like, shit, all I need is, like, a pan and very minimal equipment, and I'm gonna go find me
Yosemite
some
Frank. That's the name.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a prospecting hat and everything, like one of those old. And I'm gonna get one of those mining picks and, like, you know, like the boots and stuff. And I'm like walk around like a small town.
You need to get gold teeth next. After
yeah,
that.
No. What I'm gonna do is I'm like walk into like an old saloon or like an old bar and like flip over a silver
coin.
Are
there old saloons in Colorado still?
I don't know. I'm hoping there is, because I want to push open those things and like flip a silver coin to the bartender and be like,
Prospector Francisco, at your service.
Yeah, give me a pint and keep them coming. You know what I mean? Like just show up and like do stupid things like that. It'd be funny, I think. But if I get a prospector hat, trust me, I'll put it on YouTube. I'll show you guys.
Yeah, put it on YouTube Red, and then you may sell it as a movie.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah,
if you get a prospector hat, you have to get a really long white beard.
I can get a scruffy beard that's white.
Colonel Sanders beard.
Yeah,
it's kind of white though. Like it has to be like the white long. You know, like it has to. It looked like
and I gotta get those suspenders too, like those, you know, like those.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, like the suspenders, the prospector hat, the pickaxe. Maybe I should just do grinders that way, like dress up like a prospector, like every time I do grinders.
Nice.
like you know, like just like you know, tell like campfire stories, but like old prospector stories of like ghost in the mines and shit, you know, and like stuff like that. Like finding the gold, like being around with the gold
what
rush
up,
and
Bart,
shit. Story.
Took a shit in my face and told you.
Yeah, and then like my prospector name has to be Bart, like old man Bart. You know that I don't know. What do you guys think? Like prospector Bart, like a new character.
It sounds to me like you've been thinking about this.
Yeah, I have.
Like, this isn't a new thing. Like, we're just now finding out about it.
Yeah, I just thought about it this week, actually, watching those videos. I was like, yeah, I should, like, you know, get one of those prospector. I've been talking to Bridget about it. I'm like, and, like, Bridget's like, yeah, you should get a prospector hat. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'd get a prospector hat. And I, like, walk into a bar and, like you know, keep those pints coming, honey. You know, like stupid shit like that. Like, you know, just, I don't know. But I think that would be cool. Anyways, anybody else have a Sweeto? I don't see any more Sweetos. Like, Break, you already did yours. Eric, you said you didn't have one. Free for all. What do you
make a TV network called World of Frank where you just dress up as a different getup?
No.
Then, like, Pimp Frank and.
No, see, I thought, okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Wars Frank.
Here's what I'm thinking. That'd be pretty awesome, actually. But here's what I'm thinking. I like since Westworld is on and stuff, and people are all like hyped up for cowboy movies and stuff. I could just dress like a prospector, and like with that sideways hat too. You know, it has to be that sideways.
Oh yeah,
prospector
Red Dead
hat.
Comes out this year.
Oh yeah, see, Red Dead comes out this year, and Westworld. I did play.
Should
a
I
little...
even bother with the first game?
I started the first game. I just got it not too long ago on the Xbox, but it actually is a really fun game, man. Like I'm really enjoying that game. But
did you tie the woman to the tracks?
Did I what break?
Did you get the achievement for tying the woman to the tracks?
I didn't. You can do that.
Is it an achievement for like witnessing a glitch, like a horse flying in the sky or something?
I've seen that. I saw a horse fly. Like the first time I played it, like the first town, like the horse was flying in the air, and I'm like, holy shit!
was it flying sideways in the air.
I don't know what it was doing. It was just in the air, but I don't know. But the game is fun. I just wish there was more prospecting characters in it. like you go panning for gold and shit, you know, like the gold rush and stuff. See, they need to add that to that game. And Westworld needs to add a prospecting character, I think, anyways. I don't know. I think everything is better with a gold prospector.
You know what sucks? The Call of Juarez game got delisted from Steam for whatever reason.
I wonder why. That's weird. Breakman, I want to talk to you a little bit. You can kind of shut down for a second, Eric, because I want to talk NFL draft. How did your
Eric, I'm sorry, I didn't let you finish. I was...
Brake, how did your team do in the draft? Because I'm curious.
No. Look, I think it's weird to rate an NFL draft right after it happens.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to know for at least a couple years if these players were bust or not.
I understand that, but wow, that's a cool achievement. The dastardly achievement. That's really cool. I agree with you, but like the Broncos drafts haven't been great the last probably since Von Miller got drafted. But I'm excited for this year's, man. We plugged a lot of holes that I didn't expect to get plugged, like wide receiver and stuff like that. And we actually had a very fortunate draft that the best defensive player in the draft dropped to number 5. I was surprised. I did not expect Bradley Chubb to drop to number 5. I'm starting a hashtag, Chubbs for Chubb. because it's
around here. It's always been because we took Price in the first round. It's been the Price is Right.
Oh, the Price is Right. That's the center, right? The center guy. Yeah, he's
I like the kinds of picks that the Bengals made.
I
think they were thinking smart this time instead of let's just get as many cool players as we can get they've done in past. Last year. They had drafted the fastest guy they could get because he's got record time in the combine. And then they used him for less than 10 plays the whole damn season.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Do something if you're going to get somebody that you need, you know?
Yeah. Bridget in chat says, pancakers. I was kind of teaching her about the offensive line. Like, I'm starting with the hard stuff first in football with Bridget. And... the hardest to understand is like the offensive line and, Reverend Frank, how dare you break or Eric. The best way
testify.
I could
testify.
Yeah. Sorry. The best way. No, I'm a prospector.
What's this pancakers?
Okay. Pancakers. Here we go.
It's making me hungry. I don't know.
Here's the explanation of pancakers. The Broncos had a chance to draft, a couple of people that I thought could have been really good on the offensive line. And the best way, like, I couldn't explain to Bridget, like, Bridget doesn't have a football mind. She's never really followed football. So she's starting from scratch. So if it's not a sexual reference, like grabbing people by the boobs or something like that, Bridget won't understand it. So I tried to put it in kind of a layman's term, like, pancakers, like, just imagine, like, this guy, like, Quentin Nelson was the guy that I was showing her video of, right? And he was basically squashing people, like you know how they do break when they get somebody on the ground and they kind of, like, flop on
they
top
keep
of them
there?
Yeah,
they know
flop.
What you're saying.
Yeah. So the best way that I could explain it to where she could understand is he pancakes them. And then she says... Ah, so they're the pancakers. And I'm like, yeah, the offensive line are a bunch of pancakers. So, yeah.
Offensive line sounds delicious.
It does. It does. A bunch of pancakes and syrup. Yeah. But no, so I was trying to, so we started with the hardest because that's the hardest kind of, you know, nuanced position without explaining what the quarterback does. So we're getting there. I'm not doing the exciting players yet. I'm doing the pancakers first. So once we get over, like, explaining what the pancakers do, then I'll move on to, I don't know, running back or wide receiver or quarterback, something. But, so you're not too thrilled with your draft then, right, Brake?
No, I mean, I can't say if the players they got are going to be good or not. Like, I learned my lesson a long time ago. Like, the Bengals have drafted players that were supposed to be really good, like Kajana Carter, who would have been a great player had he not injured himself in the third game of the preseason.
Yeah, Kajana Carter was good.
It totally ruined his career.
Yeah, a preseason game. Why are they even playing their fucking rookies in preseason games. I don't know.
Like,
that.
One who's supposed to be really, like, heavily touted. Like, and it's just, it's things like that that have happened over the years. And it's not just the Bengals. It's happened to every team. But
just
for that alone, like, I don't get so overexcited for the draft.
But
like,
if you have a top five pick break, that's pretty exciting. Because those guys are...
you're gonna get somebody who's like high in the draft, but then you think about some of the biggest busts in the NFL. Like the Bengals have been there where they've got a top five pick, and he turned out to be.
I think
but it's happened to other teams too. I mean, look at guys like Ryan Leaf what's his name? Johnny Foosball.
Yeah.
Call him Johnny Foosball. Johnny Manziel. Like, the Browns drafted him number one. Like, people were telling him, like, hey, you got to do this guy. Like, he's the best ever.
Yeah.
And well, the Browns... he's the best ever at, like, beating women and being a junkie, apparently.
Yeah. The Browns kind of did another Brown move. They picked Baker Mayfield with the number one, which I thought was way too high for that guy. Like, I've seen him play. He's very accurate, but he's no Drew Brees. Like, people are kind of comparing him to Drew Brees, and I'm like, that guy is nowhere near Drew Brees. Like, he might be a good player. He's never going to be a great player. Like, it's just not going to happen. I think
not in Cleveland.
Not in Cleveland, for sure.
I think their system, the way they usually abandon their system so quickly after a year or two, they never go in for the long haul.
And you know what
problem,
sucks is the Browns used to be a very good, consistent team. Like, they would battle the Broncos. I don't know if you remember the AFC Championship games. They battled the Broncos pretty well and had a couple of chances to get to the Super Bowl, if not for one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Oh, that's another story I can tell you guys. Speaking of greatest quarterbacks of all time, you can tell Bridget is a rookie learning football because she had no idea where John Elway played football.
John Elway, that's fine. That's good. Yeah, he is
How
one
dare
of the
you?
I thought you were talking about somebody else.
How dare you?
Really
that's
upset.
That's Denver royalty here. Like,
okay, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking about that guy over in San Francisco, but God, I hate that guy. It made me cry when I was a child.
What guy in San Francisco? Joe Montana?
You were talking about greatest quarterbacks of all time? No, don't say his name. Don't
trust me.
That.
55-10 break, man. I remember Joe Montana's name very, very well. You guys almost won the Super Bowl against Joe Montana.
Why do you have to say his name?
Oh, God.
He made me cry.
He's not the greatest of all time. Like
he's one of the greatest. Dude.
He's top five for sure. I would put him probably number three. I would put, as much as I hate to say it, Tom Brady number one.
Yeah, I agree. I can't argue with that. Dude's, what, 39 or 40 now?
Oh, God, dude.
He's won, what, 4 Super Bowls?
Yeah, and he's been to 7, so that says a lot, dude. Like, of course, John Elway's been to 6, I think. No, 5. He's been to 5. But still, it pisses me off. Like, the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest cheater of all time, Tom Brady. Fuck him. But yeah, Bridget didn't know.
I don't know if we can say that. Like, the thing is, it's easier to catch guys cheating now than I think it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Fuck that dude. Fuck Tom Brady.
I'm not saying that. Like, I don't have the hatred for Tom Brady that so many other people do. Like, I like to watch him play. I think he's a good quarterback.
There's no question he's a good quarterback.
I hate playing against him because
he's really good. But you know what? The Broncos have his fucking number because you know the only team he doesn't have a winning record against, Breakman? The Denver Broncos. It's a little bit of trivia for you. Yeah. So, and especially in the playoffs, we usually kick the shit out of him in the playoffs. I remember the AFC Championship game with the Broncos and Patriots, and Von Miller was just up in his grill like every fucking play. Like, Von Miller was a man possessed that year when they won the Super Bowl. He just, man, he's a great fucking player. Like, great player. I don't know. I'm excited this year because if you remember, Brake, like, the Broncos had Von Miller on one side and DeMarcus Ware on the other, and they've always been missing him since he left. But now that they got this Chubb guy who's a lot of people say is the best defensive player in the draft. They're going to have two edge rushers that are going to get after the quarterback. So I can see them making a Super Bowl run this year. So we'll see.
Okay. See, I can see the Bengals being a better team this year. My problem still is that Marvin Lewis is still the head coach. Mike Brown is still the owner of the team.
I know.
Like when it comes down to like when it really counts, they're going to fall that they're going to fall on their faces. The team, the players are going to have to, they're going to have to overcome the coaching to really succeed. Like I just, so that's one of the reasons I guess it makes it really hard for me to be really excited about the draft, because Marvin Lewis has been there for so long that I'm just, I have no confidence, no faith in him. So no matter who you draft, no matter who they draft, it's just like,
to me,
they still got Marvin.
Yeah. Well, our coaching situation is much better right now, man. Like that's the one thing that I don't like about our team now is the coaching. They need a different head coach. We'll see this year, you know. I mean, I mean
that's my only saving grace is that there are a lot of bad coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Marvin's mediocre. So maybe, I mean, there's a shot he can maybe win a playoff game, but then
he's never won a playoff
game. I have no
game.
Hope that he'll ever get past winning playoff games.
Has he won any
I know
games?
A lot of people are like, he's got to win a playoff game. Well, what happens? He'll win one playoff game, and then he'll probably lose the next game.
He has never won a playoff game, right? Like, at all? Yeah. Yeah, that's
7-0 in the playoffs.
I was surprised that the Bengals, before they hired Marvin Lewis, wouldn't have fucking got somebody that had some pedigree. Where did Marvin Lewis come from? Like, he was a good, wasn't he a Steelers
defensive
coach?
Coordinator for both the Steelers and Ravens. He was coaches for both of them.
He's one of those much better as a position coach than head coach, I think.
Ravens, yeah, Ravens. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
All right, anything else you guys want to talk about real quickly before we...
We could talk about the myth of MSG being bad for you.
I think we have talked about that before on the show, but go ahead, Eric. You want to mention that?
It's something I only just learned watching a video.
So what's MSG?
We probably could save that for another day, though.
Yeah,
so
let's save for another day. MSG is like that ingredient in a lot of Chinese food that people freaked out about over the years that they thought it was super bad. And there was some preliminary studies that said that it wasn't the greatest for you, but it was never conclusive.
Based on lack of evidence.
Yeah, there was just lack of evidence. But
it's basically more like this guy made a cause and effect mistake, and people basically believed him sight unseen, and it blew up.
It's kind
of part of the tradition to get rid of it.
MSG is used as a lot of times in Chinese food for meat tenderization. So, but they stop using it because at least in the United States because of the stigma. But apparently it's not as bad as what we thought. So there we go.
Do have something we can talk about, but I don't know. How far are you on the Marvel television shows on Netflix?
Nowhere.
I've seen Daredevil. I've seen Luke Cage. I've seen the first season of Jessica Jones. I've seen the awful Iron Fist, both seasons.
There's only one season of Iron Fist.
Oh, there is? Oh, I was thinking Defenders.
There's Defenders, and then there's the second season of Daredevil, and now there's Jessica Jones season 2.
I have not seen Jessica Jones season 2, but I will be watching that very soon. What did you want to talk about?
I guess I'll wait.
No. All right. Does it have to do with Jessica Jones season 2? Are you bitching about Jessica Jones season 2? Is that what I'm hearing? A little hesitation?
Yeah, I really want to rip into that show badly.
All right. Because the first season was great.
The first season was so good. The second season just...
Not so much, huh?
I believe I hate it.
Oh.
I don't think I've hated something so much. Like,
is it worse than Iron Fist?
I hate it more than Iron Fist.
What? Really?
Wait, what show is this?
Wow. Jessica Jones
season 2.
I'll tell you what, I'll try to watch it this week.
I hate it.
I'll try to watch it this week. I got to finish up High School of the Dead. But as soon as I'm done with that, I'll try to watch season two, and then maybe we'll discuss next week break. Sound good?
What have you been watching High School on the Dead on?
I shall not name my source, Eric.
Because High Dive is working on an Xbox One app.
There's an Xbox One app right now called Kodi that allows you to watch a lot of stuff. But I have filters and VPNs and, you know, stuff like that. So, but anyways,
Well, like I hate saying like I hate it because you're probably gonna be like, well, it wasn't that bad, you know. Like, well, that's why I didn't want to say anything.
Look, but I call a spade, break. And if something sucks, like Iron Fist, I was really excited for, and I thought it was one of the worst shows I've ever seen. Period. Like literally, like one of the worst television written.
Like
it, one of
yeah,
the worst.
It's hard
written.
For me to get into what I want to bitch about it.
Since more like Iron shit, huh?
Yeah. I'll try to watch.
I mean,
it this
at least
week.
Iron Fist had that episode where he fought the drunken boxer. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, drunken boxes in this, yes.
I guess, but like, if that's what you're hanging your head on the season.
But I'm saying, like, there wasn't anything like that in Jessica Jones.
Is there a good villain at least in Jessica Jones or no?
If you consider Jessica Jones the villain, yes.
Wow. Okay.
She may be the most unlikable character I've ever seen.
That's true. I did not like her character.
I hate her.
Yeah.
It's her. Like, there are people that are nice to her, and she treats like total dirt.
Yeah.
And then she has the nerve to go off on people for addiction problems when she is the biggest alcoholic that has ever fucking existed.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it,
like,
but
she seriously, like, she trashes people for one guy for having addiction to sex. Like,
she sounds worse than Zelda in Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. Dude, she's literally the worst character in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, yeah, break. I'll watch it this week and we'll discuss it.
She's so unpleasant in every fucking way possible. Like, yeah. I cannot.
She really is. She was unpleasant. She was unpleasant in the first.
Right, but you felt at the end of the season like that she'd grown and she'd changed, and you got that impression through Defenders.
Yeah.
No, she is full worse in this season.
Yeah.
So they
dug herself deeper in depression.
Break, man. I have a cure for it. Just watch Infinity War again.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was thinking if this was like the last Marvel movie, I would be so fucking angry.
Yeah. What? Infinity War?
Yeah. Think about it. I was thinking, like, Marvel did the greatest achievement in, like, villainy, I think, in movie history. Like,
I
they
agree.
Really established a movie villain.
Yeah.
Like, one, a guy, like, that's so powerful, like, our heroes couldn't handle him.
Yeah.
Movie's ever done that before, really. I mean, Darth Vader, yeah, but it's not the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what they really need to do is they need to bring all those Fox properties over after they start, you know, integrate them and stuff. Because there's some great villains there, man. Like, Doctor Doom has not been done justice.
Before they do that, what I really would like them to do is bring in, like, the television show characters.
Yeah, why not? That'd be cool, too. Like, you know, I always thought, like,
as much as I bitched about Jessica Jones and, like it's just, oh my god. But anyway,
because they need to make movies of those characters first, I think. Because most people Marvel fans will probably come because they've seen those shows, but like other people, they probably won't have.
Maybe you never know. Like those shows were big successes. Even Iron Fist was a huge success, and that show sucks, man.
I'm not saying Iron Fist is good. It's just, oh my god, I couldn't stand her watching this. Like, she is just
unlike.
And maybe that's the whole point.
Terrible to everybody.
You're supposed to watch this absolutely terrible character.
And she was terrible to Luke Cage too. And those two are supposed to be a thing. And she wasn't nice to Luke Cage.
And like, I'm okay with people being terrible to other people and stuff like that. But just some of her complaints about life, like. See, I don't want to get into it because you haven't seen it.
Let me watch it this week.
So basically what you're saying is she should have grown as a character, and she did exactly the opposite by the second season.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
happened.
And they reset everything she did in the first season.
I guess kind of, but yeah, it really, it seems like she totally regressed as a character.
Sound like me and how I feel about Rainbow Dash from the fucking My Little Pony Friendship is Magic series, where it seems that they, in some seasons they completely forgot all the progress they did with that character in the previous season, and now she's unlikable again.
That sucks. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Jessica Jones. Like, it seemed like she'd made progress and she was going down the right path, and all of a sudden, as soon as the season starts, like, it's not, you don't get that impression, and it just goes downhill from there.
Although in My Little Pony, the problem is more fundamental. Like, they could get different writers, and different writers may not necessarily know what happened in the previous season.
Did they renew Jessica Jones?
Which is stupid, cause, like, there should be a level of consistency. Did
they renew Jessica Jones for season?
Well, it just came out last month. I'm sure like they don't have like that the numbers yet, but it probably did well. I mean, it's a Marvel property.
You know what
Marvel
we could talk
about? Doesn't do well.
You know what we could talk about real quick since we're talking Netflix shows break. What are the chances that Netflix picks up Ash vs. Evil Dead?
I don't know. I hope they're good.
I think they're pretty good because
I hope so.
They have
really do like a Hulu, Netflix, or whoever, somebody.
Yeah, I don't want Hulu or Amazon to pick it up because they would fuck that show up. But I think Netflix is the perfect place for Ash versus the Evil Dead because there's 125 million subscribers to Netflix. So you'd be getting access to 125 million people. Their numbers towards the end of season three were in the anywhere between 100 to 300,000 viewers for Starz.
I mean, because it's on Starz.
Yes, like it's on Starz.
That's a stupid channel to ever be on.
You know what kind of ridiculous numbers that it would do on Netflix, dude? I venture to say it would probably be in the top 10 rated Netflix shows. Like, as far as like viewers, I'm pretty sure it would be, because what do you got?
You know what? I bet it would be too.
Yeah, I can guarantee you there'd be at least 1 million or 2 million people watching that show consistently. But you know, they need to do it a little differently. They need to go to a weekly thing, like where you see an episode a week, no commercials, just an episode a week. You know what I mean?
Now that I think about it, I do have a stinko that I want to mention.
Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Warner Brothers film division and game division.
Yeah, well, that
Warner Brothers in general, new. Basically.
Tell us something new that we didn't know.
Like the film division apparently got, like, I think they got New Zealand to fuck with their labor laws so they could have children work or something. I don't know the details on that, but that's pretty scummy if that's true.
That is. That's...
But even more scummier is Harry Potter Mystery.
Sorry. My bad. Go ahead, Eric.
Harry Potter what now? What happened?
Sorry. Harry Potter Mystery, whatever the fuck mobile game it is. That's basically just a waiting simulator where you do stupid pointless activities that you have to just sit around and wait and watch. You don't really play all that much. Ew. And it has an energy system and you have to buy gems to keep going, or otherwise you have to wait forever. Oh yeah, and there's a time limit on waiting, so like you might not have enough energy to actually get through an event.
You pay to wait.
That's
it's not played.
It's the worst version of a microtransaction game ever.
Eric, they came out with a new genre of video game. It's pay to wait instead of pay to win. It's pay to wait.
Yeah, that's what Jim's trying to call it.
That's the new low. That's the new horse armor.
We need to, dude. That would look. We need to come up with an RP Grinders game that, like, a pay to wait RP Grinders game. We would make a lot of money. Like you wait for like a week and you get like a pickaxe or something.
You get like 5 seconds of RP Grinders.
Yeah, you get like 5 seconds. That'd be awesome. Yeah, if you pay to wait, you'll get 10 seconds of RP Grinders.
Here's how we'll do it. Like, you pay and you get part of the theme song.
Yeah,
and then we'll say if you want to hear the rest of this theme song, pay another 10 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
The theme song ends. Well, would you like to hear the rest of the show?
don't download Harry Potter Magic Mystery Wait.
Yeah, exactly. So it'd be like this. It'd be like this break. This is a preview of RP Grinders. For the next 10 seconds, please wait.
If you'd you ran out of energy, if, give us $10.
If you'd like more, you could pay $10 or you could wait 1 hour. And then, like, every 10 seconds, that'd be, like, the worst podcast ever. Like I thought we were already the worst podcast ever, but that is one way to make it worse. I can guarantee that. But
that'd be fantastic. One episode would make us rich.
Yeah, exactly. One episode. All right, guys, we're retired. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. That was, yeah. For the next 2 seconds...
You know, a couple of years ago when Giant Bomb decided that they'd pay to listen to the podcast, I was like, it's only going to get worse from here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, check this out. We could do this. Like instead of that, we could do this, right? For the next 2 seconds, please watch this 30-second ad. If you'd like to hear more RP Grinders, please pay $10. If you'd like bonus content, please insert credit card here. Anyways, I think that's it for this week. I think we did too much bonus material this week, guys. Like we need to charge more for
what we did.
Pay to wait. Wow. Yeah, pay to wait. RP Grinders, pay to wait. That'd be awesome.
It's the greatest theft ever invented.
I agree.
Next to the lottery, of course.
All right, plugs, Breakman.
The lottery did the play to lose. Nobody's going to beat pay to lose.
Pay to lose. That's the next evolution, pay to lose. Like, you lose time on RP Grinders if you pay, I guess. I don't know. Go ahead, Break.
If you want to keep listening to our show... Yes. Oh, sorry.
If you want Breakman's plugs, please pay $10 now or wait 5 hours like for the plugs. Go ahead, Break. Sorry.
You can follow me, Break_man, on Twitter and at RP Grinders. And send us your relationship trouble or whatever problems you have. This is the RP Dear RP Grinders advice column.
No, Dear Breakman.
We'll do our best.
Dear Breakman. I was listening to a show lately, and I had to wait to hear the next 10 seconds. Well, ma'am, if you just put in money, you could hear it right away. You know, stuff like that. That'd be cool.
No, see, I would have responded to her as she said, every show I listen to now, I have to wait 10 seconds, and they give me there's an ad, and I have to pay them money. What do you think, dear Breakman?
Yeah. And then what would your response be, Bray?
My response would be, of course, if you would like to pay us 10 seconds, 10 cents, I will give
like
you
during,
the next
during the
10
response,
the
it's
show.
Like you have to pay for the response. That's awesome, yes. Man. All right, yes. Eric, your plugs, please.
I'll plug the fact that this show hasn't had to get sponsors.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can find the reviews I've written on sites like BostonPastorBrigade.com.
For the next plug, please pay $10 for Eric's next plug. Go ahead, Eric.
But if you like the reviews you've seen on the sites I've mentioned, you can go to my Patreon, and feel like giving me a dollar at the very least, that it would help out. Especially since my rent's gone up, because technically my sewage has gone up, but that's included in my rent, so my rent's gone up.
Yeah. Speaking of that, if you guys want to support the show,
although most of the money would just be used to just get more games so I could review those, because I just keep doing that if possible.
If you guys want to support the show, we also have a GoFundMe. I never plug the GoFundMe. You know, I never have even taken the money that's in there out. There's like $35 of a possible $120. Yeah, Stinkos are $50 each. Exactly. See, we're doing this all wrong, break, man. We could make a lot of money, I think. Like yeah. But we
that,
do have,
you know, and we could have like discounts.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
If you listen to all of our Stinkos, it'll be $75.
Yep, a total. Like you get a discount. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I like that. And if you're in chat, you get a 10% discount. Yeah, that would be cool.
Whoa.
Okay,
5%.
5%?
All yeah, right, okay.
5%.
We can't go crazy here. We're sorry about that.
We do have a GoFundMe page. It's RP Grinders on GoFundMe. Look it up. And if you can help us out with a little bit of money for the show, that'd be great. I never, ever plug it, but it is out there. So there you go. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. And on all the systems, it's RP Grinders. So just look me up, capital RPG. So yeah, there you go. Anything else, Break or Eric?
It'll be $10 to know
yep.
more.
$10 yeah. for any extra.
Oh, and don't forget the RP Grinders season pass.
Oh yeah, we do have a season pass where you pay $100 and you get like half of the content. So there you go.
For $100, you get a whole half episode.
Yep, half episode. Every $100 is a half episode. I like that. I like where we're going here. All right. Anything else, Break?
I have one more thing to mention. Okay. Fuck incel and groups like incel.
Well, yeah.
MRA.
I think Break covered that last week, man. Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Oh, let's see. The dog agrees too.
If you'd like another dog bark, please give $10.
Wait an hour.
Yeah. Or you could just wait an hour. You don't have to pay, but you wait an hour for the next dog bark. If you want to see Frank in a prospector hat, you have to pay $25. Anyways. All right.
But if you want to see him,
BLT at this point,
it's $25 for the hat. It's $50 for the suspenders.
Yes. Yes.
It's $20 for the beard. For the pick, it's $100.
Yep.
But he'll do it all for $150.
Yep. Yep. There's a bonus. I'll do it all for $150. Shit, I'll even dress up as the Sugar Rush girl if you want. But I'll call her the Gold
See,
Rush.
See, like that's a bonus. You're throwing
you mean from,
it in. For
the Sugar Rush girl from what? The freaking Wreck-It Ralph movie?
No. Look it up. It's Sugar Rush girl. On it's a GIF or GIF, not GIF. Just look it up. It's awesome.
Butter.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all we got time for this week. Beep. Please pay another $10 for the outro to the show. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here this week. Until then, we're out. Later, guys. $10. Please pay $25 for the next 10 seconds. If you'd like to hear more, please pay $10. If you'd like to hear more, please pay $5.50.